Welcome to the 7th episode of The Enlightened Tourist. I'm your host, DJ Jesse, and in this week's episode, I will be talking about Las Vegas, Nevada, and my recommendations on hotels, food, and attractions, and then towards the end of the episode, I will talk about what I think you should know before you come to Las Vegas. My family and I have been to Vegas multiple times, but the last time we went was in November of 2018 during my sophomore year of high school. I remember that during that time, the air quality in my hometown was considered unhealthy, so my family and I decided to go on a short 4-day trip to Vegas because it's just a short flight from where I'm from, and the air quality was a lot better than it was in my hometown. Las Vegas is located in the south of the state of Nevada, and it's also commonly referred to as Sin City. This name came about because of Vegas's reputation for being a hotspot for alcohol, gambling, and illegal activities. Now that you know some background information about Las Vegas, let's get into some of the hotel recommendations that I have for you. The first hotel that I recommend is the Bellagio Hotel and Casino. It is a 5-star hotel that currently charges $146 per night for a party of two. Keep in mind that hotel prices change on a regular basis, depending on the time of year and the amount of people in your reservation. It has a 4.7 star rating on Google, which is categorized as excellent. It's located in the Las Vegas Strip, which is a region of Vegas that has lots of high-end casino hotels, restaurants, and entertainment options. It's only 2 miles from the McCarran International Airport, which is especially convenient if you will be traveling by plane. The check-in time is 3 p.m. local time, and the checkout time is 11 a.m. local time. As far as the general amenities that you can expect from the Bellagio Hotel and Casino, you can expect a 24-hour front desk service, an on-site laundry facility, free Wi-Fi, air-conditioned rooms, wheelchair accessibility, and extravagant dining options, such as international restaurants, cafes, bars, and a buffet service, as well as 24-hour front desk service. As far as recreational amenities, you can expect a fitness center, a sauna, a spa, a hair salon, a nightclub, a full golf course, live entertainment, and a casino that has over 2,000 slot machines and 40 poker tables. As far as transportation amenities, you can expect a free on-site car rental. They also offer self-parking and valet parking services, but these come with an additional charge. This hotel allows pets, so this is perfect if you have pets, because then you won't have to leave those special members of your family behind. The second hotel that I recommend for you is the MGM Grand. It is a 4-star hotel that currently charges $40 per night for a party of two, but keep in mind that this price can change. It has a 4.4 star rating on Google, which is classified as very good. It's located on the southern end of the Las Vegas Strip, and it's across from the Tropicana Las Vegas Hotel. The check-in time is 3 p.m. local time, and the checkout time is 11 a.m. local time. As far as the general amenities that you can expect from the MGM Grand, you can expect air-conditioned rooms, 24-hour front desk service, a baggage storage service, an on-site convenience store, an on-site laundry facility, a gift shop, and daily housekeeping. As far as recreational amenities, you can expect a fitness center, a massage center, a sauna, a spa, a hair salon, 4 pools, 3 whirlpools, a lazy river, an on-site lifeguard, nightclubs, fine dining and casual restaurants, and live entertainment. As far as transportation amenities, they offer free parking services, a free on-site car rental, and a free local shuttle. They also offer a private car service, but it comes with an additional charge. My family and I have always stayed at this hotel because of its relatively low cost, especially when you consider the amenities that it provides. This hotel is wheelchair accessible and has a family-friendly environment and plenty of fun activities for kids as well as for the entire family, which makes it stand out from some of the less kid-friendly hotels on the Vegas Strip. However, the disadvantages that you should know about the MGM Grand is that you will have to pay for Wi-Fi, since they don't offer free Wi-Fi for all of their guests, and that you will also have to pay an additional charge if you choose to bring any pets with you. The third hotel that I recommend for you is the Mandalay Bay Hotel. It's a 4-star hotel that currently charges $77 per night for a party of two. But keep in mind that this price is subject to change. It has a 4.5-star rating on Google, which is categorized as excellent. It's located in the south of the Vegas Strip, and it's located between the Four Seasons Hotel and the Luxor Hotel. The check-in time is 3 p.m. local time, and the checkout time is 11 a.m. local time. As far as the general amenities that you can expect from the Mandalay Bay Hotel, you can expect a 24-hour front desk service and air-conditioned rooms. As far as recreational amenities, you can expect a fitness center, a sauna, a spa, a hair salon, a full golf course, a casino, a nightclub, restaurants, bars, a buffet dinner, room service, a breakfast service, a shark aquarium, live shows, and an 11-acre pool complex containing an outdoor pool, an adult-only / clothing-optional pool, a lazy river, a wave pool, and a hot tub. This hotel is also a wheelchair-accessible hotel that offers a family-friendly environment that is inclusive to all members of the family, even including pets. However, some disadvantages to keep in mind with the Mandalay Bay Hotel are that it's a smoke-free property, and you also have to pay for the Wi-Fi, since it doesn't provide free Wi-Fi to its guests. So now that you have an idea of some of the hotels that you can choose from, let's talk about some of the places that you should go to in Las Vegas. The first attraction that I recommend is the Fly Link Zipline. It's located in the Link Promenade, which is right next to the Link Hotel and Experience. To go on the zipline, you will need to purchase a $34 ticket that will only let you ride on a specific day. However, if you make a prepaid reservation, you will receive a barcode that lets you go straight to the zipline launch tower, so you won't have to wait in the box office line, which can sometimes get fairly long. The zipline is open from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. from Monday to Sunday, but it's closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Your zipline journey starts at the top of a 114 feet tall launch tower that overlooks the entire promenade and some of the Las Vegas Strip. As soon as you are all strapped into the harness and are in a seated or superhero position, you'll go off at a speed of 35 miles per hour, and it's such a fun experience. It'll be perfect for you if you're an adrenaline junkie just like me. There are some age, height, and weight restrictions that you should be aware of before you choose to purchase a ticket or make a reservation. For the age requirement, all riders who are 12 years old or younger must be accompanied by a rider who is at least 13 years of age. All riders who are under the age of 18 must have a parent or legal guardian sign the FlyLink waiver of liability. As for the height requirement, all riders must be between 3 feet and 4 inches tall and 6 feet and 8 inches tall. And lastly, for the weight requirement, all riders must be between 60 and 300 pounds. The second attraction that I recommend for you is the tour of the Hoover Dam. In the tour of the Hoover Dam, you travel in an air-conditioned bus for about 45 minutes from Vegas to the Hoover Dam. The tour bus can pick you up and drop you off at the end of the tour if you are staying in a hotel in the Vegas Strip or in downtown Las Vegas. The tickets for the tour cost around $30, and the entire round trip is approximately 4.5 hours. There is plenty of time, like around an hour, for you to get off of the bus and explore and get some amazing pictures of you and the Hoover Dam itself. A disadvantage to keep in mind with the tour of the Hoover Dam is that not all bus tours are wheelchair accessible. This tour is also not recommended for those with pacemakers or defibrillators, as well as those that suffer from claustrophobia, because this tour is conducted in a relatively tight space in a bus with approximately 60 people, and in the tour, you walk around a power plant that has generators that emit electromagnetic frequencies. The third attraction that I recommend is the Skyjump Las Vegas at the Stratosphere Tower, where you will get to experience bungee jumping and one of Vegas's most thrilling adventures. You start out at the Stratosphere Hotel, Casino, and Tower. Well, you will then go to the jump store in order to get a safety briefing and a jumpsuit. Then you will go 108 stories up the Stratosphere Tower. Once you get to the top, you will get strapped in by the safety personnel, and as soon as you're ready and all strapped in, you are free to jump whenever you're ready. You travel towards the ground at a speed of 40 miles an hour, and if you're brave enough to keep your eyes open, you can get an amazing view of the Las Vegas Strip. If you're going with family or friends, they can wait for you at the bottom, or they can purchase tickets to the observation deck to watch you jump from the top of the tower. When you check in for your bungee jumping experience at the start, you also have the choice to upgrade your package to get photos and wrist cam footage, but these will come with an additional cost. Some requirements to keep in mind before you purchase your ticket is that the minimum height requirement is 52 inches and the minimum age requirement is 14 years old. All jumpers between 14 and 17 years of age must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian who has to sign an authorization waiver. The maximum weight allowed for people to participate in this bungee jumping experience is 265 pounds. This attraction is also not wheelchair accessible, and this bungee jump is not recommended for those who are pregnant and/or those who suffer from back problems, heart problems, or any other serious medical conditions. As far as a restaurant recommendation, I recommend the Trevi Italian Restaurant. This restaurant has four different menus: a lunch menu, a dinner menu, a bar menu, and a happy hour menu. It's open 7 days a week, and from Sunday through Thursday, it's open from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. On Fridays and Saturdays, it's open from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. I've only had the opportunity to try their dinner menu and their dessert menu. From their dinner menu, I recommend the mussels and the clams casino as an appetizer. The mussels are cooked in white wine, garlic, and butter broth, and it's served with some slices of grilled Tuscan bread on the side. The clams are cooked in white wine, butter, garlic, bell pepper, and pancetta, and then it's also served with grilled Tuscan bread on the side, just like the mussels. For an entree, I recommend the linguine al frutti di mare. It's the signature dish at the Trevi, and it's made up of linguine noodles with shrimp, scallops, lobster, mussels, tomatoes, scallions, and seafood cream. I remember trying this for the very first time, and it was just so delicious. The pasta was cooked al dente, and that's exactly how I like my pasta to be cooked. The seafood was all seasoned perfectly, and it wasn't overcooked. And the seafood cream just enhanced the whole dish and brought everything together in such a harmonious way. I highly recommend this dish if you are someone who loves seafood and pasta. From their dessert menu, I recommend the tiramisu as a dessert. Their tiramisu is espresso-soaked ladyfingers layered with the sweet mascarpone mousse. What I really liked about their tiramisu compared to other tiramisus is that their mascarpone mousse wasn't overly sweet. As I've gotten older, I've noticed that I've started to stray away from super sweet, sugary desserts, so I appreciated how they didn't overload their tiramisu with sugar. Lastly, I'm going to share some safety tips that you should know before you go to Vegas, according to PAL American Security. The first safety tip is to stay in crowded areas where there are lots of tourists and strong security services. There are many neighborhoods outside of the Vegas Strip and Fremont Street that have a lot of gang activity. This can be especially dangerous if you aren't familiar with Las Vegas as a whole and don't know what the gang boundaries are. The second safety tip is to always be aware of your surroundings. Avoid walking on the streets at night, because this is the time of day in Vegas where crime and dangerous activity is most likely to occur. Use the GPS when going from place to place in order to avoid wandering into the wrong neighborhoods and becoming a victim of crime. The third safety tip is to be mindful of your belongings at all times and to avoid displaying expensive items such as jewelry when out in public. Displaying expensive jewelry or large amounts of money when out in public can make you a target for crime and draw unwanted attention to you. Because Vegas is such a popular tourist destination, pickpocketing is also common here. Leave valuable belongings in the hotel room safe, And if you must bring a purse or other personal bag, keep it under your arm and don't hold it by the handles, because that makes it easier for pickpockets to snatch it. Whenever you're sitting down or eating, keep your purse or bag in your lap, instead of hanging it to the back of a chair or placing it onto the floor. The last safety tip I have for you is to not accept drinks or beverages from anyone other than bartenders or restaurant staff. Accepting drinks from other people is always risky because you never really know what's in your drink. Don't leave your drink unattended, and whenever possible, try and order beverages that come with a lid and a straw, because this makes it harder for predators to slip something into your drink, and this is something that women are particularly at risk of. Lastly, try and be careful with the amount of alcohol that you consume, because if you appear intoxicated, it increases your likelihood of becoming a victim of crime, and it brings unwanted attention to you. Just to recap, in this episode, I provided a brief overview of Las Vegas, Nevada, and provided you with recommendations on hotels, food, and entertainment. And then I also provided you with some safety tips to keep in mind whenever you choose to go to Vegas. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. Make sure to tune into next week's episode, where we will be talking about New York City. That's all I have for you. Until next time, bye!